Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Answers from the Lab, where we share Mayo Clinic knowledge and advancements on the state of testing and science from laboratory leaders and the people who are making it happen behind the scenes. I'm Dr. Bobby Pritt, your host, and a clinical microbiologist and the chair of the Division of Clinical Microbiology at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota.
For today's episode, we welcome Charanjit Singh from our product management team at Mayo Clinic Laboratories for a test-specific podcast.
Thank you for the introduction, Dr. Pritt. I'm excited to be here to discuss a new test we have part of our biologic management testing portfolio to aid in the monitoring of biologic therapy, specifically risankizumab, also known as Skyrizi. I'm grateful to be joined by Dr. Maria Rurich, who is our lab consultant, part of the Department of Laboratory Medicine and Pathology here at Mayo Clinic, who oversees a lab that developed our risankizumab therapeutic monitoring test, also known as RISA, R-I-S-A. Thank you for being here, Dr. Rurich. To get started, the first question I have is, do you mind giving the audience a little information about yourself and your background?
Hi, JR. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me. So I am Maria Wilrich. I am an associate professor of laboratory medicine, and I co-direct three laboratories in the clinical biochemistry and immunology division, the protein immunology, antibody, and clinical mass spectrometry labs. And that's where our monoclonal antibody therapies testing is run. I have been leading or co-leading efforts to develop these tests at Mayo Clinic for the past 10 years, and other tests have included infliximab, adalimumab, ustekinumab, vedolizumab, and now risankizumab, or RISA.
Great. Thank you for that information, Dr. Rurich. So the next question I have is, to jump into it, is could you please give a brief overview of this new assay?
Of course. This is a mass spectrometry-based test to measure risankizumab concentrations. The test can quantitate risankizumab in serum samples that go from 1 microgram per mil up to 100 micrograms per mil, and that's expected to cover trough and peak concentrations expected in all the conditions that Skyrizi or risankizumab is prescribed for. The conditions that risankizumab is prescribed for are plaque psoriasis, psoriatic arthritis, and Crohn's disease. In a little bit more detail, our mass spectrometry-based test has three main steps. First, we capture risankizumab using its target, interleukin-23. So we have a bead with interleukin-23, and that will attract risankizumab to it. So now that full intact immunoglobulin or monoclonal antibody is bound to interleukin-23. And in a second step, we reduce the molecule. So we release the immunoglobulin light chains and heavy chains in solution. And in a third step, that solution goes through chromatographic separation, and it's measured on a time-of-flight mass spectrometer where we are looking for the signature light chain mass of Skyrizi or risankizumab.
Great. Thank you for that overview, Dr. Rurich. So my next question goes into the patient world. Which patient should have this testing and when should it be performed?
That's a good question. We are developing the test to measure drug concentration. So anyone that's taking the drug for any condition could be recommended or could have this test ordered by their provider. But what we have seen is that therapeutic drug monitoring, especially of biologics, has become standard of care in the gastroenterology practice, especially for inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis. Risankizumab is currently FDA approved for Crohn's disease, and therapeutic drug monitoring is routinely used to assess loss of response to therapy and proactively manage patients taking other biologics such as TNF inhibitors or the alpha-4 beta-7 integrins like vedolizumab and interleukin-12-23 blockers like ustekinumab. With the approval of risankizumab for inflammatory bowel disease, we expect that therapeutic drug monitoring will also play an important role in managing loss of response to therapy and guide decision-making for patients.
Thank you, Dr. Rurich. A follow-up question to that is, how are the results used in patient care?
Well, at this time, the optimal therapeutic concentration of risankizumab that's associated with favorable outcomes in inflammatory bowel disease is not known beyond what was done in the extensive clinical trials that led to the approval of the drug. In Crohn's disease specifically, the recommendation is to use the lowest concentration of the drug that maintains response. There are two dosing regimens, 180 and 360 milligrams. So, for example, when suspecting loss of response to risankizumab therapy, a provider can review if the patient has expected trough concentrations similar to the ones found in the clinical trials that were performed for risankizumab. According to the package insert, when the drug is already present in steady state, the concentrations can range from 4 to 14 micrograms per mil in serum when 180 milligrams are used, or 8 to 28 micrograms per mil when 360 milligrams of the drug are used. If the patients do not meet therapeutic drug concentrations, providers can decide to personalize the treatment regimen or discontinue the drug. I imagine that guidelines from associations in gastroenterology, for example, may follow in this post-marketing period after risankizumab got FDA approved last year. So I imagine that risankizumab will be initially used to assess loss of response to therapy. And perhaps later at a second stage, they could review this for proactive monitoring of patients. But right now, the main indication would remain at the loss of response stage.
Perfect. So the last question I have, Dr. Rich, for the audience here is, you know, other monoclonal antibody therapies are usually monitored by a combination of drug quantification and the analysis of anti-drug antibodies. How is this test being offered?
Great question. Risankizumab is being offered initially as a standalone test to measure the drug quantitation. And as I alluded before, we can measure between 1 and 100 micrograms per mil of the drug. Testing for antibodies to risankizumab or the anti-drug antibodies, that's still under development and should become available later this year. Risankizumab is considered a safe drug with low immunogenicity like ustekinumab or vedolizumab. Specifically in Crohn's disease, the incidence of anti-drug antibodies to risankizumab was around 2%, and none of the antibodies that were found were neutralizing. Or in other words, the antibodies that were found did not have a significant impact on the drug clearance. It will be interesting to evaluate if that prevalence of anti-drug antibodies remains this low as seen in previous clinical trials, as we now have the assay to monitor patients with the drug quantitation, and later on we'll be able to offer the anti-drug antibodies.
Amazing information, Dr. Rurich. That's all the questions I have today. I also want to thank you again so much for your time and reviewing our exciting new test with our audience, Dr. Rich.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Answers from the Lab. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and don't forget to tune in every Thursday and every other Tuesday.